This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today, proclaiming the Word of God. Open your Bibles today to the 10th chapter of St. John, the Good Shepherd. We spoke yesterday that he said, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, he sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep. How many people that are pastors are hired hands? They leave the sheep to be taken over by the one who kills, steals, and destroys. How many pastors we need to pray for, that they would become good pastors in Jesus, and they would proclaim the Word of God. How many are there? And you know what? I'm going to tell you, in Boston, we have priests that are pastors that take over two or three churches at a time. It's really not good. That's too much. And they pour out their lives. And it's too much. Imagine having three congregations, two congregations. One is hard enough in the power of the Spirit. And that's what we have in Boston. And it's too much. I know priests that have three churches that they pastor. My Lord, what can they give the people? When they finish with one, they go to the next. When they finish the next, they go to the next. It's sad. That's why we need vocations. We need men and women that will shepherd the sheep. The priest is not the only shepherd. I have women shepherds, and they shepherd the sheep. You are the family that has your children, and you are the shepherd of your children and wife. You are that shepherd. And when the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, you have something to say about it. You get rid of that wolf. You know what the wolf is looking for? Lamb chops. Looking for lamb chops. I tell you, we need to have pastors that will not be afraid of the wolf. We need to have pastors who know the difference between those who are his and those who aren't his. When I was at Holy Rosary, there were people who would come, and you would say, these are the sheep. You could see that at every word they were taking it in, drawing it to themselves. But then there were other people who sat at the door, and I would think to myself, it's not going to be long when they go out the door and never come back. And I was right. They were at the door, and one day they're not there anymore. They were not the sheep. They were not the sheep that the Lord had given us. They were there just to have their ears tickled. And I tell you, it is not time to tickle ears. It is time to proclaim the love of God. It is time to proclaim the truth. It is kind for us to be good pastors, good shepherds. That's the time it is, because the world has infiltrated in the church. The world's ways are in the church. Just the way people dress, you can tell if they belong to the sheep. Just the way they dress. I'm not saying they've got to have dresses down to their ankles. But my heavens, just the way people dress. And you know, I might be mistaken. They might be holy. But there's a time and a place for everything. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. The hired hand does not lay down his life for the sheep. Why? Because he works for pay. I think of people in hospitals, nurses. You can tell the Good Shepherd nurses from the ones who work for pay. Most of them are Good Shepherd people, Good Shepherd nurses, how they care for the sheep. They're not resentful of what they're doing. They are loving. They are kind. They do the best they can. But then there are others who are there just for a paycheck. I tell you, we as priests need to know that we're not here for a paycheck. We're here to shepherd the sheep, to love the sheep. We're here to lay down our life for the sheep. That is our vocation. And sometimes it's very difficult. Sometimes we have sheep that don't like us, and they make it known to people. I remember coming to Holy Rosary. A woman came to me and said, "This woman that comes to church, she was the first in the church under the last pastor, and she's spreading rumors about you, that you are going to ruin this church." My Lord, she was right. She was right. But eventually, I continued to preach the word of God, and she left. But I pray for her now, that God the Father and Jesus the Good Shepherd would flood her with the praise, with the grace of God. Now, bless her, God. Bless her more than you've ever blessed anyone, in the name of Jesus.
The hired hand, he's not sold out for the Lord. We either do things because we want to be loved by men, or we want to be loved by God. We're seeking riches on this earth, or we're seeking treasures in heaven. When you are the good shepherd, you carry an authority about you that when the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy the people that God has given you, you stand as a block, and you lay down your life. You don't let anything get through you, because no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus Christ, he laid down his life for you so that you have the power, the authority, the love, the ability, the fortitude to lay down your life as a sacrifice for everyone who you come across. You know, in the spirit realm, you can fake in the physical, but in the spiritual realm, you can't fake being sold out. You can't fake being filled with the love of God. The thief knows where you stand. There's no neutrality in the kingdom of God. There's no neutrality. You're moving forward, and the kingdom of God is advancing in your life. You are all in for Jesus, or you got a foot in the other kingdom. A double-minded man is weak in all his ways. One foot in the world, one foot for God, it makes you weak. All in for Jesus Christ, living for God, no longer I who live, but Christ Jesus who lived through me and lived through you. The Holy Spirit fortifies you and you become strong. Nothing can separate you or your loved ones from the love of Christ. The enemy cannot come and confuse you, break your mind. You see, if you don't stand for Jesus, you're going to fall for anything. If you don't stand for the Lord, you're going to fall for the tricks and the wiles of the devil. If we're living for ourselves, we can't live for Jesus. You know, we want to have purity of intention in everything we do, that everything we do, we're doing it only for the glory of God, only for the love of God, only for the kingdom of God. You know, we want to just sacrifice ourselves, our desires, our wants. We want to sacrifice our plans and give them to Jesus and say, "Jesus, it's not about my plans. It's about your plans for me. It's not about me loving people with my love. Jesus, fill me with your love and give me the heart that you have for your sheep.
Give me the love that you have for your sheep. But you know what? The shepherd is also a sheep. I see the Pope, and he genuflects at the Eucharist. He knows that he is not God, but Jesus is Lord, and Jesus is God. We are called to shepherd the sheep the best way we know how. And it continues to say, the hired hand who is not the shepherd does not own the sheep, and does not own the sheep. He sees the wolf coming and leaves. The wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. He knows you. That is not something in the head. That is a heart knowledge. He cares for you. He knows you. He knows that you've been you've been trying to not go with the wolf, but he's tempting you. The good shepherd is there to hand over you and put you on his neck. The good shepherd is there to show love for you. That's all of what it's about. It's about love. Caring for the sheep is all about love. Do we love God? Do we love the sheep? Do we love the sheep? And do we love ourselves, the shepherd? You see, everyone's a shepherd as well as a sheep. I've told you that people who have a family, the father and mother are shepherds of that family, shepherds of the sheep. That's just real. They are the one that they will either heart learn about Jesus, or they won't heart learn about Jesus. It's the way the mother and father know Jesus. You see, if you know Jesus, you are in good company. I had some people come to visit me. They came many years ago, and the young man did music. I saw him years later, and you know what? He is a shepherd of his family. She is the shepherd of her family. You can tell they're sold out to God. They found God at Holy Rosary, but they've continued to live for the Lord Jesus Christ in another state, and they shepherd their sheep. This is real. It costs everything to shepherd the sheep. It costs everything. It costs love, especially when the sheep are not being very nice. You know, when the sheep are not being very good, you are still called to shepherd the sheep. You are their parents. You are their mother. You are their father. You are the shepherd. You are the one who cares for them. So know your role. You are not the friend of your family. You're the mother of the family. You're the father of the family. You're the one who pours out love. My father would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to work in Natick or some other place as a painter. He would do it without complaining. He would rest his arm while he slept on the wall because his arm was pained from painting. But he never complained. As a matter of fact, when time for his retirement came, he was looking for work. He wanted to continue to work. I'll never forget, we were at the Cenacle, and I made the announcement, "Does anyone need their house painted?" And I got hands that shone. And my father went to their house, charged them very little, and painted the whole house. This is real. He was a shepherd of the sheep. And you know what? He was raised without a father. His father had died in Italy when he was just a baby. But he still continued the best way he knew to care for the sheep by providing for us day by day, week by week, month by month, and year by year.
The hired hand, he runs when the wolf comes. What makes us a shepherd and not a hired hand? I was thinking that even after the apostles, when they walked with Jesus for his whole ministry, when it was time for him to go to the cross, they all ran. They all ran. But after the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit, the love of God was poured out into the heart through the Holy Spirit, they became from hired hands to shepherds. They went and they lost their life and they gained the life of Christ. They went out and they began to proclaim the gospel. They went out and they were gladly martyred for the kingdom of God. They went out and they sold out and they gave everything. Because when the Holy Spirit comes upon you with the fire of his love, he begins to melt away all of your fear, all the anxiety, all of our humanity, and it puts God's divinity within us. The Holy Spirit makes us supernatural. The Holy Spirit gives us a divine life that we were created to live. The perfect love of God drives out all fear, because fear has to do with punishment. If we still have fear in our heart, we have not been perfected in God's love. But the Holy Spirit is God's love poured into your heart. And the Holy Spirit makes us perfect, begins to perfect us. It begins to melt away our desires, puts in God's desires. It begins to melt away fear and puts in love. The opposite of love isn't hate. The opposite of love is fear. The opposite of love is indifference. God's love through the Holy Spirit, it allows you to be free. To be free. You see, shepherds are free. If a wolf comes, a good shepherd, he might know the consequences, what's going to happen, but he's not fearful. He's not even thinking of himself. He's thinking of his flock. He's thinking that today is the day that I get to be, that I get to let Jesus work through me to become Savior for people, that Jesus is the Savior, but he gets to operate through you. Father, we pray that the outflow of the Holy Spirit is released upon everyone now, that God's divine love is released into their heart, that the breath of God, when the Father breathes on you, he breathes the Holy Spirit upon you. And that Holy Spirit fortifies you. That Holy Spirit gives you strength. That Holy Spirit gives you direction. See, as Father Tom's father didn't grow up with the Father, God the Father breathes the Holy Spirit upon his life. And the Holy Spirit guided him. The Holy Spirit directed him. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. My whole life, I never knew why I was on this earth. Nothing was enough. I never had that peace into my heart until, as Father Tom said about the person, they found God at Holy Rosary. But with me, I realized that God found me that day in the Holy Rosary. And the Father breathes the Holy Spirit into me. And when the Father breathes the Holy Spirit into me, I received heaven, I received wisdom, I received direction, I received all the grace in heaven that I ever needed. And when that grace came upon me, I finally had the strength to be what God created me to be, to do what God created me to do, to watch Father Tom shepherd and become a shepherd for people that God gave to me. You see, how did the apostles learn from Jesus Christ? They just watched him. They didn't read theology. They watched him. They watched him. Because when you are, holiness is not taught, it's caught. Holiness in the anointing is an impartation. You need to find someone who is where you want to be, and you need to serve them. You need to watch them. The kingdom of God is a race to the bottom. The greatest is who can serve the most. The greatest is who can go the lowest for the kingdom. The greatest is who can I serve today? Who can I release the kingdom to today? It's not I who live, but it's Christ Jesus who lives through you, who lives through you. And because Jesus Christ is in you, you have victory in every area of your life. You have dominion over creation. You have authority over yourself and over the demonic and over all of the world. But before we can walk in this authority over creation and the demonic, we need to have authority over ourselves, our thoughts, our things, our emotions. And it can only be done with receiving the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
That outpouring of the Holy Spirit is vital. People say, well, I was confirmed, but have you experienced what it means to be confirmed? Have you experienced the power of the Holy Spirit? You need to pray for the baptism of the Spirit. You need to ask God to baptize you in the Spirit. You see, I received the Spirit at confirmation. I remember the bishop, at that time, he would touch your cheek as like a little slap. And when he did that, I experienced God. I experienced God. And it wasn't until August of 1968 that experience of God became a great, great deluge of the Holy Spirit. It took how many years? I didn't know what was available. But you see, even before I experienced the deluge, I didn't know what was available. God did it on his own without me knowing. I didn't know about the baptism of the Spirit. But you see, I got it anyway. He did it. He did it for me. He did it through me. I received what I didn't know. And later on, when people talked about the baptism of the Spirit, I said to myself, that's what happened to me in August, the last Sunday in 1968. That's what happened to me. And I know that's what happened to me. And I also know that I'm being called to be shepherd. I tell you, I was the shepherd of many sheep way before I was a priest. People would come to me and I would lead them to Jesus because that's my vocation as a lay person, as a priest. They would come to me. I'll never forget someone coming to me and when I was at Boston Common and I began to pray over this person. And one person outside said, they're gay. We were praying over each other. We were gay, but that's what the world thought. That's what the world thought. And you know what? That person that I prayed with has become a man of God. He loves Jesus. It's wonderful. You see, to do things that other people don't do, and they won't do it. So you do it. You say, well, someone will do it for me. No. I remember Eleanor saying, someone will go to the prisons. I said, yes, you're the someone. She said, you mean me? I said, yes, I mean you, because God put it on your heart. She said, well, someone will go to Planned Parenthood. I said, you're the someone, because God put it on your heart. And she became a great witness at Planned Parenthood. The people at Planned Parenthood hated Eleanor because she would snatch the sheep by the power of the love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the calls. As you step out in faith, God pours it out. What the Holy Spirit does It moves the knowledge from your head to your heart. You can't live from head knowledge. You can't shepherd from head knowledge. You need to live out of your heart. Out of your heart, the anointing, the grace, the power flows. You got to be the person that will step out in faith and do things that other people won't do for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because as you step out, you make a way. You write an example as Jesus did an example that this person is sold out. There's something different about this person. I can hear it in his voice. I can see it in his eyes. I can feel the love of God being released through him, that when he comes into my presence, there's an atmosphere about him that I feel peace, I feel good. And you say, it's not me. What I carry is Jesus, because Jesus saved me. He saved me from hell. He saved me from death. He saved me from depression. He gave me a new life, because Jesus has a new life for you. Every day, Jesus has a new encounter for you. And you can say, it's not because I'm good. It's because God is good. And that is what Jesus does. So today, come into the kingdom of heaven. Give your life to Jesus and walk into your new life and destiny.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.